as we continue on today, the conversation will expand to our good friend, Dr. Adam Carrington of Hillsdale College, who says we're having a divide, of which clearly we're divided. But the professor says the divide is between the frank party and the polite party. Doctor, welcome back.
Glad to be here, and Merry Christmas to everyone, frank or polite.
Frank, polite, direct, subtle, all of that. Merry Christmas. Greatly appreciate that. So what do you mean by this, the frank party versus the polite? I think my father used to say to me, do you want me to tell you the truth or make you feel good? That was my dad's line to me. He never made me feel good all that much about certain things. He was pretty much to the point. He was frank, I guess. Is that what you're
right.
talking about?
Yeah, and the I got it actually from the French political thinker Montesquieu that I'm sure listeners have probably not read much of, but it was very influential in the American founding. And what I wanted to point to is that this was one way we're divided. We're divided in many ways, but the difference is a kind of temperament and how we approach politics and how we approach each other. And that, yeah, there is a temperament or a personality that tends to be more frank, direct, tell you what I think, regardless of how it makes you feel, regardless of any decorum of how to say it, you know, a straight shooter. And I think we have a party that is more aligned with that. I think the Republican Party, especially under President Trump, and that the Democrats have become what Montesquieu would call the polite party. And that means more than just minding your P's and Q's, saying please and thank you. It means a temperament where you sort of set up rules of decorum of what you can and can't say, what is sort of refined and elite to say and what sort of low and dirty to say, and sort of police who is considered acceptable or not acceptable to you on that basis. And I think, you know, while we have a lot of policy divides, this sort of temperamental divide actually pairs up pretty well with how our parties seem to be sorting themselves.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating because when it comes to politeness, you know, and decorum and so forth, I think a lot of that stuff goes right out the window, Doctor, when you get to social media where a lot of the big arguments take place. People believe that they can say anything. I mean, people say things in political conversations on social media they would never say to somebody's face. And so I find that an interesting departure from that.
Yeah, and I think the way politeness plays itself out is a little, you know, we have in our mind, like I said, just saying please and thank you. And I think what Montesquieu really meant by politeness is a kind of PC culture, a kind of political correctness that says this is what acceptable people say and how they say it, and unacceptable people say it a different way, and those unacceptable people should not be tolerated even. And I think that's more aligned with what he says. And he actually says it comes from a kind of arrogance. Often we think of politeness in the way normal people use it as pleases and thank yous because you're trying to be humble. He actually says it's an arrogance. You're trying to show that basically you're not like those deplorables out there. And I think that's the way he means it, that shows why people who are claiming to be polite can be very much very harsh against others and try to shut down other speech and do
sure.
so in a way that, like you said, especially on social media, no one would do face-to-face.
Well, you know, and it's this virtue signaling in some ways. You know, I am more polite. I am above you. And I get what you know, I am morally superior to you because I conduct myself differently. I mean, which is utter nonsense.
Right. And he also says that, you know, there are good and bad politenesses and there are good and bad franknesses. He's not really at first making a moral claim about them. We need people to tell the truth straight up. We also should have some idea that there might be better and worse ways to say things. But what he ultimately says is some people do either one basically for distinction. They want to look good. So the people who are policing the PC culture, like you said, basically say you can't say that and you can say this as a kind of arrogance, as a kind of I'm better than you. And that even the frank party, if sometimes they're doing it for the right reasons, and some people might do it because you can get a good reputation as a straight talker among among certain people. So it's very interesting that he's pointing out these temperaments that I think seem to have sorted between the parties. And he says some people are doing it for the right reasons, some for the wrong reasons. And he kind of says, welcome to human nature when he comes to that.
Sure. Well, tell me how apply that filter, if you would, Doctor. We've got Dr. Adam Carrington here, assistant professor of politics at Hillsdale College. Apply that filter to some of the big characters on the stage today and how you think how they would be viewed.
Right. Well, I think obviously President Trump would be seen as a embodiment of the Frank Party. He is seen as someone who tells it like he thinks it is, that he also is someone who declares it in a way that doesn't accord with sort of the PC ideas that many people think, oh, you can't say that or you can't say that that way. I think the many people on the stage, such as a Nancy Pelosi or such as a AOC, very much embody this politeness that comes out through a kind of political correctness that says, I am showing, or actually maybe even the best example would be Hillary Clinton when she talked about her basket of deplorables.
Sure.
And said that, and that some of that was based on what people thought, but also how people said things. And I think the way that they argue of how you conduct political discussion is what Montesquieu was talking about, and how we not only disagree on policy, we disagree on how to talk to each other, not just on what to say to each other.
Well, there's a lot of yelling going on, that's for sure. I mean, I think that's safe to say. A lot of yelling going on in different directions out there. People, I don't know if there's a lot of listening going on, whether you're being polite or being frank. It seems to me there could be a lot more listening going on and accepting, you know, the doubts of the other side.
And that's where he talks about civility. And I know civility can get a bad name as a kind of weakness or surrendering to the other side. But at least when Montesquieu talked about civility, it was a pretty strong one. It was one that didn't deny that frankness or politeness has some place if it's done the right way. But also civility is a kind of restraining your own vices for him. And part of restraining your own vices, he said, was being willing to listen to the other side, even if you don't agree with it, and then argue with them. Doesn't mean you give in, doesn't mean you say they're right. It can actually clarify how you think they're wrong, but it at least means that you're engaged with each other in a real, actual contest for what's just and good and what's in accord with American values, not just talking past each other.
Well, there you go. I think we'd all be well served if we did a lot more of that. Dr. Adam Carrington, assistant professor of politics at Hillsdale College. I'll say it again. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you all, too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, greatly appreciated. And we continue on with the conversation. If you want to find out more, by the way, stevegruber.com, the place to be. You can drop me a note. We will reflect on your conversations, your comments, your concerns. Stevegruber.com, the place to be. Don't be afraid to check it out either, because a lot of brand new content, two new articles up just today, I believe, from yours truly. You'll enjoy it. Who's the most interesting person you met this year? Think about that. We'll be right back as we continue.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Being a business owner is tough, but it's also rewarding. Hard work, dedication, a commitment to entrepreneurship have provided this state with a strong economy. I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber. Too many times state government will try to enact burdensome legislation and regulations that hurt businesses without listening to their concerns first. As a leading voice for business in Michigan, we make sure their voice is heard and their concerns are addressed. Listening, understanding, and advocating is how we provide solutions. Not only is this the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do to keep Michigan's economy moving forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we will always stand up for business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.